Hello, friend. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is Your Intuition Knows. Thank you for joining me. This is a podcast about exploring life and slowing down from today's super connected, overcommitted busyness. In these episodes, I will show up and share practical tools, small inspirations, pieces of conversations, connection with others, and hope that just for today, if you take a moment, a time out, and breathe, that your life will change. Yep. One slow breath, one pause can change everything. I dare you to hang out with me. Let's change the world. Let's change your world one breath, one moment at a time. Welcome to the show. Let's get into it. I'm so excited. This is the mini season. It's going live today. I hope you enjoy it. There's quite a few episodes. So we're going to start off with Tamara and just go one by one every week and see what happens on this journey. Thank you for being here with me. Let's get into the show now.
Welcome back. Hi, guys. I hope you're doing great today. I am really thrilled to be doing this series. And you know what? I just have to say I'm really grateful that you come back and you listen and that you spread this news, right? You spread the comments and the stories that I have to share. I really, really appreciate that. So thank you for being here with me and my guest. And today, I am thrilled because this is a mini series that I'm hosting right now. And it's all about, well, being more conscious, right? Like I talk a lot about getting involved with or getting in touch with your intuition and about broadening your awareness. And today in this series, you know, we're talking about consciousness and going beyond the mind. And my guest today is Tamara Iglesias, and she's the founder of Wellinest. I met her in my Yoga Nidra training, and it was just like a fast bond, like instant. And she is a, like I said, she's the founder of Wellinest, which is a conscious parenting company dedicated to raising whole beings from the very beginning. So important. She coaches moms and fathers alike. And Tamara helps empower families to live happy and nourished lives. Okay, amen to that. I think we're on the same page with raising kiddos. And if you've been listening to me for a while or you've been following me for a while, you know that I have a 9-year-old and Tamara has a 5 3/4 little girl. And so we're going to get into our show. Welcome, Tamara. How are you?
Thank you. I'm wonderful in this moment.
Yeah. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, it
is this moment. That's all we have is the moment. I get a lot of times, you know, what's the difference between meditation and mindfulness? And it's like, let's just stay right here in this present moment. Mm. And then you have an opportunity to experience mindfulness. And they're like, oh, that's it? I'm like, yeah, let's just keep it simple. Let's just keep it simple, you know? So I want to hear, and I want our listeners to hear about you and your journey of finding this consciousness. And you, in particular, you've gone into the parenting space and raising kids, but I want to hear a little bit of background story on how you have personally evolved into this greater consciousness. Like what's happened here to you?
Yeah. Well, first I'll share that I think it's a constant evolution. You know, there's never arriving at a place. I will move past a limitation, move past an obstacle, heal a layer of myself, and I get to a different operating system, a different way of existing with myself and other people and a different level of consciousness. But I don't view this as ever kind of getting fully somewhere, because the one thing I've learned in life is always going to be this wave. It's always going to be ups and downs. And the more aware that I become, the more I'm able to have a almost neutral perspective to the highs and lows of life. And I think that's been some of my greatest work, is not letting those highs and lows take me on this massive wave, but instead I get to ride the steady train of awareness, you know, self-awareness, healing, observation, all of these things that bring me back into my body, bring me back into the present moment, which is so powerful and profound with our children, because we can easily get caught up in our triggers. We can easily get caught up in their emotions, and then our emotions roll right on top of theirs. And then we've got this like emotional storm happening, and everyone's feeling disconnected, and no one's feelings are being honored, and everyone's nervous systems are like, you know, shooting into the sympathetic fight or flight situation. And then we're just living in a stress response. So some of my biggest like conscious work has been, how can I live in a way in my physical body to bring my stress levels down, so I have the greatest opportunity to tap into my intuition, to tap into my inner wisdom, to tap into my empathy and compassion for other people, and to tap into my compassion and empathy for myself. You know, if I'm not operating from a place of knowing and attempting and trying and living my life in kindness and grace and gentleness to myself, then I can't operate in that world to anyone else. And so I think that goes a really long way, you know, and there's so many other layers to this, but just that piece is a really big piece. And part of my consciousness journey has been, it's just a healing journey. For me, it's been a healing journey. It's been coming back to the remembrance of who I am. It's been coming back to wholeness. It's been coming back to the knowing that I am this limitless, abundant, love-filled being worthy of everything in this world. And I think we come into this world as that. And that's my work as a conscious parenting coach, right? How do I support my mamas and my papas and my families to find this wholeness within themselves so that they can cultivate this wholeness within their children? And in that self-awareness comes the opportunity for the greatest connection and bond we can have with not only our children, but ourselves.
So let's back up, because some of my listeners are like, what are they talking about? I've had quite a journey of breakdowns and breakthroughs. And so like, how did you even get on this kind of path, right? Like, what was that moment where you're like, shit needs to change?
Yeah. For me, it was at 19. I had lived on the outside a pretty shiny, awesome, you know, quote, stereotypical, like great life, you know, straight A student, popular girl in school, varsity athlete, scholarship to college, you know, went off to college, got a scholarship to run, rushed sororities, got into whichever one I wanted, you know, like had amazing friends, all of this goodness. While at the same time, during all of those years from 12 to 19, I was suffering from a massive eating disorder and in really big pain and discomfort within myself and the way I was existing in the world. I think, and this comes back so much to parenting too, is I'm a very sensitive being. I don't think my
sensitive. That's what I love about you. You're so like,
And I don't have the most sensitive parents, which is totally okay. We don't need to be like someone to honor someone. However, and again, why I now do this conscious parenting work is, if someone had seen my sensitivity and had been able to cultivate that and honor that, I think I wouldn't have had to suffer so much in my own isolation and my own pain, right? A lot of times sensitive children are told that, you know, they're dramatic, they're too much, they're making this, you know, and it's just like shut down, shut down, shut down. And no blame. I love my parents. You know, I truly believe that every parent out there is doing the best they can with the tools they have. They have. The same way I say our children are doing the best they can with the brain they have, the best, you know, from a developmental stage, the best they can with the body they have that day, the best they can with the nourishment they have that day. Like, all of these things matter. And so I was hurting, you know, there's an abuse cycle in my family. And, I think as, you know, how deep we want to get, I think I stood up in my family lineage and was like, I'm here, I'm ready to heal this cycle of abuse. And one of the, results of that was an eating disorder because it was the only way I could control a lot of things in my life. And it all burst at 19. So here I was in college, you know, I'd rushed sorority, lots of friends, varsity athlete. And I collapsed one day after a race because I had my throat closed up and I couldn't breathe. And I was taken to the school hospital and it came out that I had mono, but also the nurse like started seeing the flags. Like I had heart palpitations, I had blood, you know, coming up, like just all the signs. And she basically was the one that helped me get help. And, you know, they brought my parents in and it was a school decision. Like, it's not safe for you to continue at school. You need to go get help until you can get better. Good. So the plug was pulled from my life, you know, this like perfect life on the outside. And I had no choice but to look at everything in my life. And it was the biggest unraveling I had come to at that point. You know, at 19, my world fell apart.
You were such a baby.
Such a baby. So, wow,
so lucky.
I know. I actually do view it as lucky. I really do. I mean, my spiritual journey started at 19 years old.
Like, yeah, that is like incredible.
Yeah. And it was kind of like a, do I want to live? Do I want to die? And that, you know, and those are the cycles, unfortunately, a lot of time in those eating disorder hospitals, you know, it can either be this awakening. Like for me, it was an awakening. And I was like, this is not my life. This is not why I was put on this planet. I'm never coming back here. I am getting better. And like, for me, it was just an uphill, you know, like, yes, there were like little, you know, mishaps, this, you know, two steps forward, one step back. But I was like, it was a massive awakening and shift in my life. And so many things came to the surface. Yeah. A lot of us don't get to know our whys. And I got to uncover so many whys through therapy, and my clarity and direction of what I wanted to heal and how I wanted to shift happened. And I got better.
So amazing. I mean, it's just, everybody has a journey, right? And some people choose to get on it and some people don't.
Yeah.
Or they get on it so late in life, you know? Yeah. And it's, it just shows me how the spirit is like I'm not really in control here. Like there's something else living through me and maybe I'll wake up or maybe not. And you woke up, right? Your spirit was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
So cool. And then through, I mean, you mean that was so, how many years? That was a while ago.
20 years ago.
Basically. Yeah. 20 years ago. Right. So you've had this like real deep journey of like self-awareness and evolving. And we met each other at a training, like I mentioned, with Yoga Nidra. And I want to talk about Yoga Nidra because it has been the most transformative tool that I have stumbled upon in my, you know, almost three decades of healing myself. And so how did you come about it? Like, how did you stumble onto, right? Like how? I'm just going to pause you right here because right now I want to invite you to jump on over to my site, lanekennedy.com, and grab one of these delicious Yoga Nidra practices. It's free. It's waiting for you. Grab it over at lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice. Okay, now let's listen to what Tamara has to say about conscious parenting. We're going to get deep into it. Let's get back to the show.
Basically, what we're doing is as adults, we are removing the limiting beliefs to step into liberating beliefs. And when that happens, the parent can come into wholeness. And through the nervous system development, through brain development, through the way that the subconscious mind works, we can be programming our children then with these healing, liberating belief systems instead of passing down the generations of fears and insecurities and limiting beliefs and all the things that keep us trapped in our own, you know, own minds that we've taken on from our parents as a form of love. Like, mom, dad, I love you so much. I'll take on this pain. And it's a subconscious thing, you know, it's just the way it works. I just love describing it in that way because, you know, nature, nurture, like we're in that environment so much. Of course, we're going to take on the patternings of our parents.
You know, the way so true.
Operate, you know, they're mirror neurons. It's we take on the pattern of those around us. We take on the belief systems of those around us and it gets programmed at a young age. So Jan is healing the adult population, and I am reprogramming the way parents step into parenthood so that they understand it's this massive healing journey of healing ourselves so that we can gift a different future to our children.
And do you like get these mamas into Yoga Nidra?
Oh yeah. I mean, so I'm right in the middle of my virtual conscious parenting course where next week's going to be week six, and it's an 8-week program. So we're actually like nearing towards the end. And in week one and two, part of their homework is Yoga Nidra.
Good.
So in week one, it was Jana's Pisces season, which is all about the inner child, because we were talking about conscious parenting, which is the awareness that it's coming back to us. Most of these parenting issues come back to us. And when we have that awareness of like, wow, how am I not honoring me? What is my role in this? How have I not honored my inner child? Like, where am I suffering from childhood wounds that I don't even remember, but now they're getting triggered through my child's just normal child actions and reactions. And then week two, I have them do the Gemini season one, which is all about, because week two is wholeness and how to raise whole beings. And so if we aren't whole, if we aren't modeling wholeness, if we aren't modeling self-care, if we aren't modeling how to downregulate our nervous system in trying situations, how can we ever expect our children to show up and do any of these things as well? We have to gift them the tools through learning. We can't just say it. Our children feel us way more than they hear us, you know, like they're going to feel our energetic body. They're going to see our actions in the world. They're going to, you know, they hear our words, of course, but more so they're listening to our words when we're speaking to ourselves and other people than even them.
Yeah. Right. Oh, they feel it. Right. They just like, they're such feeling beings when they're so young, you know, like, and parents, like we walk into the room and the whole everything can change, right? And they're like, whoa, what's happening? So it's so good that you're giving that gift to the mamas so they can start changing their whole energy. How often are you meditating?
For me, I have a daily practice.
Yeah, what's it look like?
Right now, my June 1st on daily meditation practice, I do Kundalini a lot. Okay. That's a big part of my practice as well. So I'm doing a bunch of kriyas, my current meditation. It's, you know, I start with little mantra, move into cat cow. I'm doing ego eradicator. I'm doing the addiction meditation and the abundance meditation as my kind of set right now for June that I've been working on. And I have a Yoga Nidra practice. I attempt for a daily Yoga Nidra practice. It's more multiple times a week. I gift myself Monday nights live with Jana here in LA. Yesterday morning I did a Yoga Nidra practice, and then it was not the day before, but the day before that I did an evening Yoga Nidra practice. So I'm probably doing Nidra now about 3 to 5 times a week.
Juicy.
Yeah. If not more sometimes, you know, and I'll wake up and I'll need, like right now the Gemini season one is only 30 minutes and amazing. So if I wake up and I'm off, I'm like, Nidra, time to drop into me.
So, you know, a lot of, women are listening to this show, right? And moms and single ladies as well. But I want to hear from you if you could give, like, a lot of them are super busy, right? So how do you carve out that time to put in a practice?
Yeah.
Right? Like, because I have, like, my practice is almost 2 hours a day. And, you know, like, I'm up at 5:15 in the morning. So I'm carving out my time because I know that if I don't have that, forget it. So how, you know, let's give some practical tips on, like, how are you carving out time?
I think the first thing is having realistic expectations, like getting your toe wet. You know, like I think if, you know, we were to say to someone like create 2 hours for a meditation practice, they'd be like, no way. Like that's so far away from their current reality.
Yep.
So it has to be something that can work into their world. Like for me, years ago, when I first started doing like a daily practice in Kriyas, like my daily practice was 6 minutes. It was like 2-3 minute meditations, but I needed to be in that space for an extended period of time just to know that, hey, I can show up for myself for 6 minutes a day.
Yes.
And like literally, even if you're starting with every day, you take 3 long, slow, deep breaths, no matter what throughout the day. Like that I feel like is accessible to everyone. And it may seem silly to like the deep meditators out there and everything, but everyone has to start somewhere.
Yeah.
That's where I started years ago. It was like, you know, two, 3 minute meditations. Mm-hmm. That's where I started. And I did that for like a year and a half or more, like almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I did other things on top of that, but that was like every day I'm doing this for myself. And that was my self-care meditation practice as I eased into this like daily ritual of loving myself. And, you know, obviously now I love myself much, you know, longer on many days, but I'm a single working mama. Like even sometimes for me to be like, oh, this 15 minute meditation, it can feel, and then need you on top of that.
Right.
But what I'll say is the people that say I have no time for that, those are the people that need it the most.
So true.
You know, because so if you can't carve out 3 long, slow, deep breaths or 3 minutes, like something's off in your world, you know, because think about it. I mean, even 1 hour a day, what percentage of that? That's like 6% of the day. Like if you're not investing 6% of your day in you, there's something off there. And obviously we could probably change those numbers to waking hours, but still it feels like if we're the most important part of our operating system and our world, like what percentage should you be investing in yourself?
Okay. I love this idea right here. I'm taking my note here. 6% of the day, like invest in yourself for 6%. Like that's like minimum, right? Like, oh my God. But I like this idea of 2-3 minute meditations as well. And it can be that simple. I love that's a juicy tip.
Yeah. Or even just 3 long, slow, deep breaths and then just sit in stillness for 2 minutes, for 3 minutes. Just sit without an agenda, without a to-do list. And yes, your mind's going to run. That's the way like meditation works, but just stopping for a moment. Like there's some days where I'm like, whoa, I have not slowed for hours. I'm going to sit and I'm going to breathe and I'm going to find my center, because anything I do from an aligned, centered, calm self is going to be that much more productive than running sporadically chasing my day. And I think the difference is when you have some sort of practice, some sort of breath practice, meditation practice, yoga practice, awareness practice, whatever feels good and juicy to you, you get to be the one leading your world, leading the day versus chasing it.
Yeah, forget chasing it.
And there's a totally different energy, you know, you're just always trying to catch up.
Oh my God, Tamara, that's so good. Yeah. I never want to chase again. Like that I know for that is done.
Yeah.
No more. I love that. So I hope you guys are hearing that. No more chasing.
Allow.
So let's see. Do you have any kind of goodies that you want to share with the audience or want to send them somewhere so they can check you out even more?
Yeah. So come, I mean, I have a, I'm finally getting to the social media game. So I'm on Instagram and I really try, been really investing in time to give some juicy content. I have tons of conscious parenting tips and shifts and how to remove guilt and shame from parenting and alternatives to good job and language tools around not using the word no and what you can do instead. And, you know, I'm just every week I'm giving tidbits there, you know, so come join me on the Instagram community. All of my work can be found at wellyness.com. My next virtual conscious parenting course is the end of September. So the super early bird pricing is up for that. Working with me privately, all my services, it's just all on wellyness.com, wellyness.com. And yeah, I love engaging with people that are wanting to make these shifts and changes. And so I make myself as available as possible. So while also honoring me and my daughter and my time.
So important. I just think the work that you're doing is, it's epic, right? Because I really believe that we're in a place right now of, if shit doesn't change, we're going dark. Right. And so we have to think about the kids, you know, the generations that are coming up behind us and really changing all the mindsets, right? Really changing the energetic field. Like I really looking at things differently. So I'm so grateful that you do the work that you do. It's like, oh, thank you. Thank you for being on the show with me today and spending some time and talking about Yoga Nidra and about the work that you do in the world and about making a shift, you know, making a decision to make a shift. Thanks for being with me.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
How was that? Another episode. Thank you for listening so very much. I hope you got something out of that episode, even if it was a little tiny nugget. I just really appreciate you hanging out with me. And I want to invite you to jump on over to lanekennedy.com and grab a practice, right? I have a lot of practices and a lot of things over there that I offer my clients. And one of the new juicy things that I'm sharing with people is a Yoga Nidra practice with me. So you can jump on over to lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice. That's free YN practice. And you'll get one of my, it's a really great, actually, it's a really great practice about around ceremony, and it will put you in deep, my friend. So go on over there and grab it. It's my gift to you. Thanks for listening and hanging out. Until the next episode. Bye for now.